All right.
There it is.
So I will start my timer. I hate to do timers, but if I didn't, it would be 4 o'clock in the morning by the time we got through all of these, because I just keep going, you know?
Yeah.
And you have, you will, we can go through this along with everything else. So you have plenty of opportunity when you schedule your thing. Let's see. All right. So let's go. I'm going to go to here. And we're just going to see what's out of balance. Why is your glucose that high? It's not normally that high.
It wasn't when I took the test in the morning. I was in the 90s, but okay. That was just the stress of taking 12 vials of blood.
Just, oh God, yeah, okay. That happens, right?
And I also thought I was going to pass out, so at that point.
Your A1C is fine, right? That often happens to people, that their glucose is higher and their cortisol is higher in the office. Your insulin is good. I don't know what the heck this is.
I don't know what that is either. Quickie.
Anybody know? I know they added some new ratios, but I don't know what that is. It's normal, so we won't worry about it. Your BUN is a little on the high side. So that could be some kidney stress. It could also be some issues with your hypochlorhydria or dysbiosis. So we'll keep those in mind. Creatinine is a little on the lower side. It could be related to dysbiosis, or usually more likely to be low stomach acid. Have you had any ever been told that your kidneys weren't functioning properly, or like that you had any kidney? Okay. Cause it's, no. There's a little bit of low on the GFR, glomerular filtration rate, which is the rate at which the kidneys are processing. That along with the BUN makes us, I want to keep an eye on your kidneys here.
It's funny. My father had a kidney removed.
Okay. So there may be some, that might be a genetic weak spot for you. Making sure you're drinking lots of water.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever had a kidney infection?
No.
Okay, good. We can certainly, you can get some of those strips, the urine strips, and check to see if there's any protein or blood in your urine. In which case we'll go further. Those, you can get them for like $12 for a box of 100 on Amazon, and just keep track of it.
Okay.
You know, these are, they're just not right dead in the middle, but they're still okay, but might be suggestive of adrenal and the NIN gap, which is that, again, I'm thinking adrenal here. And I know from your Dutch test that you had some wacky cortisol numbers, at least back, whatever it was, 3 months ago. Protein's a little on the high side, and surprisingly, that could also be hypochlorhydria, low protein or high. So we're seeing some patterns here of hypochlorhydria. Albumin globulin is a little on the high side. Could be, you know, the immune system's fighting on something. These are okay. Red blood cell magnesium. I don't usually get concerned about red blood cell magnesium being high. It's just, you're taking it, it's a good level. I'm not concerned about it being a quote unquote above the optimal. And you're taking selenium?
I do the Brazil nut.
So see, here's an opposite, right? You and Lynn, you're doing the Brazil nuts and they're getting it. You do how many Brazil nuts?
Just one a day.
Just one a day.
Yeah. Right.
That
Lynn did the same thing that I did with the armor. I stopped taking it completely, but after a month I felt like crap.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go back on it.
Yes. So that's what I want 30.
Yeah. But I tell you that the stuff that you recommended, the ThyroCare, oh my God, it's like unbelievable.
Oh yeah. Well, that's a possibility too, Lynn. It's a really great supplement from Restorative Formulations, and it's called ThyroCare. And that might help you through this too. And maybe you don't need the medication, or maybe you just do the ThyroCare.
I had to go back on the medication, but the ThyroCare is great.
Yeah. And you're on a lower dose of the medication than you were, right?
Yes. I went down to 30.
Okay. So that's something to keep in mind, Lynn. Alk Phos Low again, zinc again, You know, this is zinc, zinc, zinc. So whatever, what are you doing with zinc right now?
I'm taking zinc. I just finished what I had, ionic zinc. So I doubled up on everything. I doubled up on everything after this test, but I'm due to go for another blood workup on the 22nd.
Okay, good. So once you get all those results back, then we can set up our time to do the one-on-one. The liver enzymes are slightly on the higher side of the optimal. Bilirubin on the low, that's okay. Iron is perfect. Ferritin is a little higher comparatively. I would be cautious of this, just watching it. We don't want this gap between the two to widen any more than it has, but elevated ferritin could be some liver inflammation. So with these guys being slightly elevated, something, you know, and we may want to look at, are there some exposures that you're having that you're not aware of, you know, whether it be a mold exposure, whether it be some toxins in your home. I know you're pretty careful about organic food, so it's probably not there, but possibly in your water. Are you on city water,
well water? No, we're in well. It's the water. Yeah, it's well water. Yeah.
And
it's
do you filter here. It after that?
I do. I filter it in the house.
Yeah, and so that's something. Watch these numbers on the next test. And if we're still seeing that creeping there, we may want to run like a toxin panel or a check your water. Right.
That I've done. I know it's bad.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
But even after filtration?
No, after filtration is better. But before it was, I remember when I first did it in the house, it was terrible. But now it's better. Everything's filtered.
Well, it's worth checking it after you fill the filtered part as well to see that the filter is actually working the way it's supposed to. Okay. But let's see where these numbers go. What was the date on this one?
The 10th September, of September.
10th. Okay. Got it. And your cholesterol. Lovely, 286. It had been down, wasn't it down to
But my HDL went up. So that's, we talked about that.
Okay. What how low did it go? Was it like 250 or something? It had been gone down a lot.
230 or something like that.
230. But the HDL, let's see, the HDL is 96. Again, you know, I want to see these again because it HDL 96 can be perfectly fine, but it can also be an inflammation marker, right? So we want to find what is that in the source of inflammation. These are all the same. Okay, triglycerides are good. Those are the ones that you used to have.
That was in the 300s.
Oof. Yeah, that's good. So you're keeping your blood sugar well managed. TSH. So this is on the 30?
No, this is on the 60.
Okay, this is on the 60. So we'll be really looking at these when you get those new numbers to see where that's at with the 30 plus the ThyroCare. Because this indicates, once we get the TSH too low, it indicates you're over-medicated. And like Lynn's friend found out from the doctor, it's if your TSH goes too low and it stays too low for too long, it puts your bones at risk.
Right.
T4 is down, really.
Yeah, they're all low.
Yeah. All right, let's see what these look like after the new protocol. So your active protein's okay. Homocysteine's a little higher than I would like. I'd love to see it down like 7-ish.
How would you get it down?
B12, B6, folate.
Oh, okay. I'm doing a lot of those.
Okay, so you may not be doing enough. Right. Or are you doing liposomals? Are you doing?
I'm doing B12 liposomal. I'm doing something with MFTGR. I don't know. That's a B.
That's the folate. That's the capsule.
Taking a capsule, three of those a day. I'm doing the liposomal twice a day. And then I'm doing the pantothenic acid. What is that? B5?
B5. That's adrenal. What about B6?
B6. I'm taking a complex, a B complex also.
Okay. So you're taking a lot of B12, a lot of folate, but not a lot of B6.
Okay.
So I found recently there's a company that sells on Amazon and other places. It's Bulk Nutrients. It's very pure and it's just powdered P5P B6. And it's very inexpensive to take it that way. But the cool part about it is you get to titrate. You get to start with small amounts, build it up and watch your numbers and see where it needs to go. So it could be B6.
Okay. So that was
But look at the folate sounds like you're taking plenty if you're taking three of those MTHFs, but the B12, see what you're taking, and you may want to bump it just a little bit. If you're taking like 1,000 micrograms, then bump it up to maybe 1,500.
Yeah, I know we doubled it.
Okay.
But I'll check it later.
Check it again. Because even though your serum B12 serum is one of those things I don't really pay much mind to unless it's low. If it's low, then it's low. But if it's high, it doesn't mean that it's high in the functional areas where it needs to be. And oftentimes it means that, you know, when there's some genetic SNPs there, that you're actually not getting the B12 into where it needs to go.
Mm-hmm.
Your folate is a little low. So I would keep up with what you're doing and maybe bump that up a little bit. Are you taking any DHEA?
No, I'm taking pregnenolone.
Okay. So you probably can drop your pregnenolone a tiny bit. How much are you taking? Like 12?
12 drops twice a day.
12 drops twice a day. Maybe go down to 10.
Okay.
10 or even 9.
Twice a day still?
Yeah. It does do better if you spread it out because that's how the body, we want to supplement hormones in the way that the body does it.
I actually have to go off of it to take the Dutch test though.
Okay. So after you take the Dutch test, you go off of that. And then I would get on some DHEA because the goal with your original Dutch test, we were trying to get not have to do DHEA directly and do pregnenolone to convert to whatever it is that you needed. And it's clearly not converting into the DHEA. So do your Dutch test. Once you finish your Dutch test, then I would go back to pregnenolone about, you know, 8 to 10 drops twice a day, and then add DHEA. And you can do that at like 2 drops twice a day.
Okay.
But hey, testosterone's good.
Yeah, look at that.
Progesterone's really low. Cortisol's really high. Let's see what happens with the Dutch test before we even try to address this.
Okay.
Because you're going to have to go off anyway. These look good. And yeah, the B12. Functionally, the B12. So whatever you're taking, you need more.
Okay.
Unless it's the folate. So I think what I just told you before, between the B6, the folate, and the B12 will help that. Bring that down. Okay. Mean platelet volume means your platelets are small, even though you have plenty of them, they're on the small side. Let's just watch this and see what it is on the next test. And if it's still an issue, we'll do something about it. This is high because the MCV is high, this RDW. Your iron looked fine. White blood cells are good. All of this stuff is good. Monocytes are high. Monocytes high in the absence of low white blood cells. Were you just getting over a cold or a flu or any kind of infectious? Nothing? No?
Nothing that I know of. What does monocytes have to do with?
Monocytes they're elevated in the late stages of an infection, like when you're just getting over it, but they're also elevated when you have like an autoimmune condition or a chronic viral condition.
Okay.
And did you get your, where's your thyroid?
Nope, not on this one. The next one I have it will work.
The antibodies. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Let's look at that. Okay. And that's the only one that's out of balance on your white blood cells. It says your neutrophil to lymphocyte is, I'm not worried about that. Okay. That's it. Let's see what the analysis part says. No surprise. It's just blood sugar, thyroid, kidney, and GI. So we talked about all of those.
Mm-hmm.
And it could be that the cholesterol was up on here because of the thyroid
being so low. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's see. I want to see what other nutrients it talks about. All right.
Yeah, time.
Time. Yeah, I think I said that to 15, not 13. So I'll say, I just want to look at the vitamins and then we'll be done. Here we go. Selenium, B12, folate, DHEA, thiamine. Okay. So are you doing any thiamine?
No.
That might be enough. We'll look at the next one, but that might be another B vitamin to add.
Okay.
Okay.
Very good.
Very good. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.